So key point here, distinction between Buddhists and non-Buddhists is refuge. Get it? Yeah. If you have refuge, then you're Buddhist. If you have not refuge, then you're not Buddhist. Yeah. And, now here, arousing bodhicitta, which raises you above the inferior path, right? So here is also arousing bodhicitta, which raises you above the inferior path. Yeah. So, without compassion and loving kindness, yeah, you can practice Mahamudra, yeah. Really, you can practice Mahamudra and you can get realization through that, of course, because you're fully aware and you can get benefit, you can get realization, right? But without lacking of compassion and wisdom, you cannot benefit more sentient being. It's the same like mourning. Yeah. So it will be inferior path. Just yourself, self-liberation. So we call the tarpa is liberation. So arhat, in time of the Buddha, there are lot of arhat. So they got the liberation. Yeah. But their activity is not that profound as a bodhisattva. So you just liberate from samsara. You have no suffering. You can cut root of samsara because you have a realization of selflessness. But you cannot benefit more sentient being, lacking of compassion and loving kindness. So therefore, the bodhicitta will protect you from inferior path. So try to arise bodhicitta. You know, it's extremely important. So Buddha, he arouses his bodhicitta from another Buddha Shakyamuni, same name. Yeah, and long, long time ago, when he saw the Buddha, another Buddha Shakyamuni, he had just, he was very poor, and he just afforded to offer soup, cup of soup. Then he made aspiration. Dejin shekpa kiku chidadang, kordang kutse tsedang shingamdang, kiki tsencho sangpo chidawa, deda konar dakso gyurwar shou. That one is Bodhisattva Muni's aspiration. Can you translate that? Dejin shekpa kiku chidadang, kordang kutse tsedang shingamdang, Kordan kutse tse shingam keki tsenjo sangpo jidawa deja konar dakso gyurwa sho ngayang kera nangshing ji yongwa sho senetene molam tabare deja nangshing.
So he made the aspiration that may I be just like you in f- in body, life, lifespan, in name, in pure realm, and in retinue.
Yeah. So he made that aspiration before Buddha. When after he offered, then he arose as bodhicitta from the previous Buddha Shakyamuni. So, after long period, he became Buddha. Just same name, same life, long life, and same core retinue, right? Just become like that. So here, do not focus only Mahamudra meditation. That's the point here. Preliminary practice is extremely important. So try to arise bodhicitta. This is preliminary practice. It's a fundamental of Mahamudra. Those teachings are really. Yeah. So try to arise compassion. Genuine compassion, unbiased compassion, unbiased loving kindness. Yeah. So, you see, all suffering actually comes from self-important. Yeah. I want this. I want this. I don't get this. I expected my promotion. I expected my good business. So you see, all problem started from self-important. So change that, you know, other important. Focus for others. Then happiness start from there. Immediately, you get a good result. So, here, it will save us from inferior path, right? Yeah, just being selfish. Myself want to be like that. So therefore, you see, instruction doesn't matter. You have to have preliminary practice. Then something change. Then you can get a good result. Yeah. Therefore, in 13 Dalai Lamas, my teacher shared us this story. One master, and he practiced Vajra Yogini whole life, entire life. And then one time he visited to 13 Dalai Lama, and then he asked question, what is your practice? Then I practice Vajra Yogini practice. Then what you got a result? He says, I got Arhat. Wow, Dalai Lama says, practicing highest tantra, you got arahat result. That is amazing, like that. So why that is amazing? Actually, the Vajra Yogini is highest practice. But lacking compassion and loving kindness, you see, the result is just elaborate by himself. He is not, develop bodhicitta. He not have to suffering. Of course, that's a wonderful thing, actually. But according to Bodhisattva, really, like look at Buddha, right? Before he attaining Buddhahood, his life dedicated to hungry tigers, like that. So, do you understand refuge? Good. You understand refuge now? How good refuge to Buddha, took a refuge to Dharma, took a refuge to Sangha, right? You understand? Okay, now here a little bit change, okay? Again. Now you can a little bit develop your refuge. You can develop bodhicitta again if you slowly, slowly, gradually. Then refuge also you can transform into Mahamudra refuge later. I go refuge to Buddha. Not external object. When you recognize your own Buddha nature, you see, I go refuge to Buddha now is duality. When the beginning, other Buddha, I go refuge. Later, you recognize your own Buddha nature. It's not different than you. Already is there, right? So, there's non-duality again. This is ultimate refuge. This is Mahamudra, refuge. And that realization is ultimate Dharma, actually. That realization is Dharma. You get it? Then who is tied to go refuge? That is Sangha, your body, like that. So you can take refuge, those three together at the same time. Am I confusing you? Get it? Yeah. Yeah. So here, Tibetan, the Dharma, we call it Chö. Chö is everything is Chö. This is also Chö Dharma. This is Dharma. Everything is Chö Dharma. And then Tibetan great translator, they add Dambe Chö, means Dambe Chö, genuine or authentic Dharma. Is different. Authentic Dharma or genuine Dharma related with our true nature, right? It will give rise peace and ultimate happy. Ultimate happiness or happy?
Ultimate happiness.
Yeah, ultimate happiness. It will give rise. Yeah. You have question? We took go together. You have question?
Oh, could you say that again about this was taking refuge from the Mahamudra
point? The Mahamudra point of view, yeah.
So could you say that again, please?
When we're beginning refuge, of course, it's with the duality. I go refuge to Buddha, already attained Buddhahood. I'm ordinary being, right? I go refuge to Buddha, and I go refuge to his path, what he show us. I follow his instruction. That instruction is Dharma. It will actualize my own practice, my own nature, actualize, develop. This is a Dharma. I go refuge to Sangha, who is same intention, same goal. So this is, yes, we all know that, right? This is relative refuge. It is extremely important. Without that ultimate refuge, no way to develop. Then later, when your understanding is kind of develop, oh, now my own mind nature, is union of compassion and wisdom, right? This is a Pema, whatever we call Guru Rinpoche or that. That is within us, within all sentient beings. And it is inherently with me. I don't have to go refuge to external Buddha. It is within me. When you have that recognition, then that is Maha-realization, that is refuge of Mahamudra. So, you know, this is kind of recognition. And get it? And the Buddha nature is the Buddha, right? I go refuge to there. There's with non-duality. And that realization is the ultimate Dharma. Yeah. Then this prophet with this body is Sangha, right? With this body. Yeah, Ku Gen Dun. The body is Sangha. I'm like that. You get it? That is ultimate refuge. So, you can have that, but you don't have to worry. First, you have relative refuge. Here talking about preliminary refuge is relative refuge. We have to go refuge to Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Through that, one day you can develop your realization. Then that time, you can you can have realization that you have that Buddha nature. Yeah. Okay. Jigidwe, are you okay? Yeah. I'm not making you sleepy. If you sleepy, then have coffee. Arousing bodhicitta, which raises you above the inferior path. Okay, here, you know, do not take a misunderstanding, okay? Inferior path means those who are on that path, we cannot look down. Oh, this is inferior path. Not like that. According to the bodhicitta, then because this is little. So everything is step by step. This is kind of how we approach, the way to approach. Yeah, that is also fundamental, really. It's extremely important. Otherwise, oh, I am better than that. You are already downfall from your path. Be careful. Yeah, so therefore, remember Buddha's teaching, very beginning, do not judge other sentient being. Tell you fully attain Buddhahood. Yeah. That is so important. Otherwise, we just judging others. We're not judging ourselves. We're judging others. Yeah. So therefore, be careful. Mm-hmm. The meditation and meditation and recitation of Vajrasattva, which purify misdeeds, obscuration, and adverse conditions that prevent the essence of refuge and bodhicitta from dawning in your being. Mm-hmm. So, this is preliminary practice, and then later I'm giving oral transmission and maybe a little bit instruction. Those who want to receive, you can. Okay, one person. Okay. Mm-hmm. meditation and recitation of Vajrasattva which purify misdeed. So this is kind of a supreme preliminary practice, yeah? And why it is supreme preliminary? Because through the method, you know, supportive of Vajrasattva deity, and you visualize the deity, then nectars dissolve in your, how we call it, sangbuk?
Brahmarandra.
Brahma?
The fontanelle, the top of your head.
Fontanelle? Fontanelle. And then purify, obscuration and misdeed, wrongdoing. And Milarepa, song of Milarepa says, actually wrongdoing, no content, any qualities, any qualities, but there is one quality, is you can purify. Yeah, so you can totally purify, you know, because those wrongdoing caused by, you know, our clashes is advantageous, get it?
Advantageous.
Just not inherently exist. So if charcoal color is, we cannot wash, right? This black, then you cannot purify. But those wrongdoing are really advantageous. So therefore we can purify, because our true nature is beautiful, and it is kind of loving kindness and compassionate one. Now scientific also proved that people's mind is loving kindness, naturally. Those are, we have to build actually those hated and angry. I say, you remember? Sometimes we forget what other people cause us problem. So I have to remember that. I cannot forget like that. So we have to hold that. Then the hatred will develop. Yeah, it's like that. When I was young, we had argument, fight with the young monk together. And I forget. Next time he's not talking with me. Oh, you know, my character is easily forget. I thought that time is not good, but now I think that's good. We have to be like that, you know. Then later, I have to also keep this. Then I fight tomorrow, I also not talking, you know. So you see, we build this, we hold that. So our nature is really beautiful. Immediately it's going, actually. It's like a space. Easy coming, easy going. But what we're doing is easy coming, not easy going. Holding it. Yeah. So those all wrongdoing are totally purified. At the same time, we have to apologize, ascension being not enough, you just reciting, I purify, not like that. If you cause problem for others, definitely you have to apologize. This is also part of our purification. It's working with our ego and pride. Yeah. Which purify misdeed, obscuration, and adverse conditions that prevent the essence of refuge and bodhicitta from dawning, right, in your being. Now here, offering mandala is also working with our emotion. So you see, working with our stinginess, And we have everything. Again, we want more. So here is training is instead of wanting, we learning how to give other offering. So this is good start. It's from mind. We visualize four continent, mm-hmm. those, everything. And then, okay, here, very interesting thing is when I first practiced this mandala, my mandala and the mandala, why are we doing offering four continent? Continent at some are not impure. Why like that? Oh, later I realized that this not like that. You can offer everything. Your emotion, your anger, your desire, get it? You can offer. This is the point of Mahamudra practice. You cannot only good are good things. We can choose which one you like. You can offer other. You cannot offering not like that. Yeah, offering everything. This is great practice. You can able to offer everything. The mandala offering, which is the method for gathering the accumulation, the harmonious condition. You see, the merit is the without accumulation of merit, we cannot get realization, right? So therefore, we have to have this. We have to gather accumulation of merit. So through the method of offering mandala, you can accumulate really so many. Yeah. So you can. I would like to share again. When we or. Traveling others' place, and we see somebody's better than our car, driving my car. Oh, my car is 1980 car now, not other are driving better car. Then you can do mandala offering. Oh, when you see other, change your motivation. May they have always drive better car. Like mother, when she saw his son is driving good car, just rejoice like that. So this is kind of offering again. And then we dedicate for others. When somebody's living better house than yours, oh, may they have. When you're driving through beautiful place, beautiful lake, oh, you can offer to Buddha, Bodhisattva. During the driving, you can do mandala offering. During the driving, you can walk with your emotion. Oh, other car, why my car is old? Then the suffering is there. Problem is there. You just rejoice. Happiness is there, right? Yeah. When you see your son or friend or brother or sister having something, you rejoice. Same thing, you can have that from everywhere. Anytime. So this is the method, you know, we can fit in our daily life. When you see this, oh, why he's driving better than mine car, mine, and here he's sitting there and offering, no point. You get it? Yeah, no point then. This is not all about mandala offering. Mandala offering is always working with our stinginess and envy. When you totally overcome those, then you are really, you don't have to do any offering. Then you get it there. The mandala offering, which is the method of gathering the accumulations, the harmonious condition, yeah. Now here, the Guru Yoga is, we are doing morning Guru Yoga And through that, really, you can gain the realization. So Guru Yoga, the root of blessing and the means by which the special qualities of experience and realization quickly rise in your being. Yeah. So when we look back our forefather story, the Naropa, Dorji Chang, Telo, Naropa. Naropa was great scholar of Nalanda University. And he had many disciples. And but he still didn't get realization. And I'm not going whole story because just 5 minutes. So one day he has sign from Dakini and then asked him, he was reading something. Do you understand what you are reading, the meaning of word? Yes, I understand the meaning of word. I mean, what you're reading, the words, do you understand the word? Yes, I understand word. Oh, that Dakini was so happy and dancing and jumping. Then he was so delighted. Then Naropa was so delighted. Oh, I have to tell her. I understand meaning also. Maybe she will be more happy than she. Not only that, I know meaning also. Then she was crying and then so unhappy. Then he asked, why you, when I say I understand the word, then you're so happy. And when I say I know the meaning, then you are not happy. Why? Then he says, because you understand the word. That's the truth. So I'm happy. But you say you understand the meaning. That's a lie. So I'm not happy. Then he was doubt. Why? Then who understand the meaning? Oh, only one, my brother. He was the only person know the meaning. Then he asked her, who is he? Where is he? Where he live? Then she answered, his name is Teloba, Dorje Chang, Telo. When he heard the name of Telo, his tear comes, fall down, all his hair come up. Then where he is, then she just answered in eastern direction, like that. Then she disappeared. Then after that, he was struggling to find Teloba. Then there's so long history. So actually, he did not receive any instruction. Just faith and devotion, looking and looking for his teacher. His all the struggle he has to face, those difficulties. Then finally, he got the realization of Mahamudra through faith and devotion, the blessing of Guru, genuine Guru. You see? So, the blessing and the mean by which the special qualities of experience and relation quickly arise in your being. So, tomorrow, on the Guru Yoga, Guru Mucha's practice, this will come more. So this time we do together Guru Yoga and Mahamudra. Really, it will. We can learn and we can get benefit from there. Okay, Guru Yoga. So this evening you recite more Guru Mucha mantra during the retreat. Om Aum Baza Guru Pema Siddhi Hum. More mantra. So tomorrow I will explain more about Guru Mucha's practice, and evening again with a little bit meditation and a little bit introduction. Okay, thank you.